We are on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Amar Abaye, Hakel Moedim, Beklaya Kerem, Shaloikin Aleihem, Afilu Shaloikin Derech Hanosa. But even though we had before members of Rabbi Yochanan that Ein Loikin Aleihem Ela Derech Hanosa, Kol Yishurim Shabbatayre, but Klaya Kerem is different. Klai Kerem is like in Alem, a fellow shaloike derech hanosa. My time, Mishum de Leksiv Bohu Achille. Since it doesn't say Achille in the Isser of Klai Kerem, so Memele, so we don't need derech Achille. Derech hanot seems we learn out from the Lashon Achille, just like Achille's Kedarkoi, is the hanot that's Nasser is also Kedarkoi. But Klai Kerem, that it doesn't say Alosh and Achille, so Mamele it's also Afilu Shaloike Derech Hanosa. Shaloike Nalem Afilu Shaloike Derech Hanosa. Sagt Rashi, Klaya Kerem, Ksiv Pentigdash Hamleya. The Pasuk starts like Sizcha Kamacha Kloyim, Pentigdash Hamleya. The Mashme Leisehene Mimenu Elo Tisrefenu. Tigdash, the Gemara says in Kedushin is a loshon tukadesh. You'll be mechuyev sreife. You'll have to burn it. The mashma leisahene mimeno elot isrefenu. You'll have to burn it. Leisizra kalmecha kalayim. Pen tigdash, because if you'll plant kalayim, that will grow afterwards. You will be unable to have derived benefit from it. You'll have to burn it. So far as Nishkefela. Then Rashi says further, Upen Lavu. Pen is a lav. So the Rishash asks, but here it doesn't make too much sense. He says, all the time when it says pen, so really we translate the pen Beloshen Loi. For example, it says, Pentale Oilei Secho, B'chol Mokim Ashetire. So pshat is loy sale oylei secha b'chol mokim ashetire. Pentaze vesalevi, so loy saze vesalevi. So there, the loshen pen is a lav. We translated for loy. So now, how will we learn pshat in the pasuk over here? Loy sizra kalmacha kiloyim, pentigdash hamaleya is loy sigdash hamaleya. So then pshat would be, you should make sure that it shouldn't become osa. It shouldn't become osa bahano. And you do this by not planting it. So if it is a lav, it's a lav for not planting it. It's not a lav for not having hano. It doesn't make sense in the posik that pentigda shamalei, it is a lav, you're not allowed to have hano. If the pen taitzer loy sigdash. That it's a zvait, it's a zriye, it shouldn't become osa bano. So the only eitzah he has to explain Rashi is that, so it's already osa bezriye, leisizra karmacha. So we have a klal that lehechadik lemedrish, leidashini lelavi yaseiri. So I say somehow that the pen comes, that it's a laf to have hano. It doesn't come on zriye's klayim, it comes on having hano from klayim. You have to know how you touch it on in the posik. Abol Kaponim, that's what the Rishash says. So Abol Kaponim, we have a chiddush of Abaye, that Klaya Kerem, since in the Issa of Klaya Kerem, it doesn't say Alosh and Achille, so there, she like it there, you also like it. Meisve, if the Gemara Akashif and Abaraise, Isi ben Yehuda Oimer, Minayin lebosa b'cholov shehu osa. How do we know that bosa b'cholov is osa b'achille? Says Lei Savashel, you're not allowed to cook Basa B'chol. How do you know it's also Bachila? So Issa Ben Yehuda learns out, Nema Kan Ki Am Kodesh Ato. But Issa Basa B'cholov, it says Ki Am Kodesh. V'nema Laholon, and by Treifet, you might call this Nevela, it says Manche Kodesh Tiyuli. Basa B'chol Treifet Lei Seichela. So we learn out Exer Shavu Kodesh from Kodesh. Ma Laholon also. Just like treife is also bachile, afkan also. So here is a bosa b'cholov is also bachile. Be'enli ela bachile. So now I know that bosa b'cholov is also bachile. Ba'ano minayim. How do we know that Basa Bechalov is also Bahano? Killing out from Treifu, because Treifu is only also Bahila. Amrit Kalbachim. Ma ole shaloi nevde bo aveira asure bano. Ma doch ole shaloi nevde bo aveira. The Netiyah was beheta. Aval piken de peiris a osa bano. Bosa bacholov she nevde bo aveira. The whole mahus of bosa bacholov comes about through the aveira of bishu. Ein eidin she ye osa bano. So kal bachayme from ole. Fragt die Gemorre, Mala Ola, Shekein Loi Hoysolo, Shas HaKoisha. So die Gemorre says, Ola, let's look in the Isar Achila of Ola. The Isar Achila of Ola was an Isar that it was Neulat Bisura. It never, the pre when it came out on this world, was a Kishal Isar. Loi Hoysolo, Shas HaKoisha. It never was Mutter before. It was Neulat Bisar. Taimer Bebosa Becholo, Shehoysolo, Bosa b'cholo, yeah, the shasa kaisha. That means the bosa was muta, the cholo was muta. Now you're answering it. So memele, the Gemara seems to hold that this is the shvacher iser, that the iser, the whole iser is nischadish later. So memele, so but al kapanim, so it's killed and over. And so the ola has this chum. Shasa kaisha was b'shas it's. So the Gemara Chometz bePesach Yechiyah. You can learn how Chometz bePesach. What's Chometz bePesach? Shehu Yeloi Shasa Koyshe. Chometz bePesach was Muta till it became Pesach. So it also had a Shasa Koyshe. But also Bano, and this is also Bano. So Memele. So who Adin? Also Bechol. Frek the Gemara Mal Chometz bePesach Shekein Onish Koris. But the Isser of Chometz Pesach, the Isser Achil of Chometz Pesach is more common than the Isser Achil of Basa B'cholov. It's an Onesh Koris. And Basa B'cholov is not Onesh Koris. Taime B'Basa B'cholov, Shainai Onesh Koris. Zogt the Gemara, Klaya Kerem Yechichel. So we'll bring a third Yechich from Klaya Kerem. Shainai Onesh Koris. B'Oso B'Hano. So I have a third Yechich. You have something that's Oso B'Hano. Doesn't have a shasa kaisha. The Gemara is going to explain that later. It's not an ishkorish, and it's also bahano. So we learn now, so this is the third yechiyach. And the second yechiyach, so we learn out for one yechiyach from chomet, so one yechiyach from klayaka. Then Isos, and now the Gemara is asking a kasha on Abai. Abai was just machadish, that klayaka is a chumre, which other yisurim don't have. That klayaka is also shaloika derech hano. So if Abaye is correct, that Laya Kerem is this Chumre, so we have a new Pirche. Malek Laya Kerem, Shekein Loiken Aleyem, Afilu Shaloike Derech Hanosa. It's Yaloike Shaloike Derech Hano. So Mamela, how can you learn out Basa Becholov from Laya Kerem? Vabaye. So Abaye answered, Toime Bemai. So what's a Firoishe Kasha? Toime Bebasa Becholov, Shein Loiken Aleyem Derech Hanosa. Well, that's your Kasha. The male boss of the male klaikerim that you like, shalike dera. And boss of the whole, you only like a kedera. Otu be boss of a chola vachila ksive. It doesn't say a chila by boss of a chola. So me male boss of a chola, you also like a shalike dera. So this chayma of shalike dera, which exists by klaikerim, exists by boss of a chola also. Vidor. Like the Gemara say, what was the svar of the makshin? Was fragt the makshin? Bidach the kamaisiv lo, sova lo hochi ka goma mine vele. The Gemara calls, well, see Rashi explains, that since you learn out from treife, bosa basa da treife lo yisechelu, so there it says a loshen achila, is mane vele derech hanosa, av bosa becholov derech hanosa. That means, just like by treife, the iser achila is dafke ke derech achila, and you learn that the whole Isar Achila Bosa Bechol, you learn that Gzeira Shove from Treife. So you learn that from Treife, so that it's Dumya de Treife. So it's Tavka Osa Derech Achila. Rabaye, Lohochi, Lekosa Bachila Beguf, Eloim, and Shaloike Nola, Afila Shaloike Derech Hanos. So Abaye said that since the Torah did not write an Isser Behedye by Bosa B'cholom, so Fakert is a mechuvin in this to tell us that it's more chomor than treife. Treife tak is only also derech achile. But here, since the Torah didn't write the Isser, so it's more chomor. It's also afilu shaloike derech achile. If not klar, if it's telling the sugi of doy mino vuki ba'asra, or doy mino, like we're learning out the Isser from treife. And it's more chomor than treife, since the Torah did not write the Isser behedye, so it's more chomor than treife alone. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, shu osar ba'achile. How do we know that bosa b'chol was osar ba'achile? So the Gemara says we learn out of Gzei Reshove. Olo shaloi nevde bo aveire b'niti yoso, zosar ba'no, bosa b'chol of shen nevde bo aveire kshe bishloi, ba'ova olo of alav lo yisava shalom ad givisit shebi yoso ba'no. So the Gemara asks, ma lo olo shaloi hoiso lo shasa koisha, shapri azeh, the pri, as soon as it started growing, chonat beisa v'nigma beisa, it was always osa. It was never as man heta. Taima bebasa becholov sheyesh lo ishasa kaiser kaidim shenitin becholov. Before it became basa becholov, so it was a davar hamutar. So this is a gringer isa. It was once mutar, now it's becoming osa. This was always osa. So the Gemara klaya kerem yechichu. So the Gemara says, the Gemara said, Chomet Shechiach, Mala Chomet, Shekein Anish Korish, the Moses Klai Akem Yechich, B'Shchit Es Chulim Porich, V'Nei Ma'ola Techiach, V'Chozar Adit. The Gemara asks, by every Mahatzad, we always, if you learn out from two Melamdim, and you have a Chumra by one, that is not by the other, and you have a Chumra by the other, that's not by the first one, so you say, lo yachumris gormim es adin, ala tzada shavishvem gormis es adin. That means we are not, if there are two distinct chumris by each one, Allah does not have the chomer of onesh koris, and chomitz does not have the chomer of lehoish lehoishas hakosher, and va'afal pik, and both of them are also ba'no. So I see, not the chomer of lehoish lehoishas hakosher is gormim the din, and not the chaymer of Onish Koris is going as a din, because each one of them doesn't have that chaymer, aval piken it's also ba'ano. So the Gemara Chulin asks, so why do you have to say a third yechiyach of Klai Akerem? You could say v'chozar adin. V'hosa metaretz lo b'chol abosa. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers in Chulin that you could say malishteim shekein gedulei karke. That means that you cannot be medame, the Marshal explains, even though it's a pirche kol dehu, which too much svare there isn't in the pirche. I mean, the gedule karke is episasibe, but he says that is a klal. If by a ma'atzat, that is chozar adin, that means you can't prove it from each one bazunda, you have to go back again. Ma'alachomichken on the shkoras olo yechir, so then you can ask a pirche kol dehu. So therefore, the Gemara had to go to a third Melamed. And with the third Melamed, we stopped already. Klai Akerem Yechiyach. Finished. That was the Moskash and Abaye. We have a Pirch on Klai Akerem also. But the Gemara Abaye said, there's no Pirch from Klai Akerem. So Memele, so if you stop after three Melamedim, you can't ask a Pirch Kodu. V'tzchozar Adin, you ask a Pirch Kodu. Bosam et Taras lo b'chol abos. Olakam en Porich. Later, the Gemara is going to ask, "V'neima malik klaya keren shkein lehoisa lahem shas akosha." What is klaya keren different than olo? Klaya keren, as soon as it starts growing, whatever grows grows beisa. That's klaya keren. So that's similar to olo. So what kind of yichir there from klaya keren? V'misa zutrashi vayta the klaya keren chalukim lahachme mishari surim. That the Isser of Klai Akerem is different than all other Isurim, that it's also Shaloi Kederich, Lifrechai. Babaya Omaloch, Heichi Nifrech. What should we ask? Heichi Nisayim Elemilse. How are you going to feel like? Leinei lechbosa b'cholov minei. Neima, what do you want to say? Toime b'bosa b'cholov. That is muta shaloi kederech. Ata bosa b'cholov achila ksiv bei osam nami loike nolov. Afilo shaloi kederech hanos. It may also be loike. V'neveile. V'neveile achila ksiv bei. This is the makshin that it asked the kasha, he yaltsin she learn out from nevela, so memela, so it's like basa b'cholov has the halachas of nevela, and just like by nevela, it says basa b'sodo treifa lo yisei chaylu halosh nachilu, so there it's also dafke kederech. So what didn't by basa b'cholov? So trashi nevela lav dafke koma, the gemara doesn't mean that you learn out from nevela, but mi treifa gamrinelo, we learn out from treifa. Period. V'yesh meforshim the mishum dahai treife dekro airi be'ever ubebosor amedurdur bo v'shochto k'demrinen bebehema mekash alaylek. That this posik of bosor basoda treife is also speaking about a ever that's medurdur v'shochto. So l'chayre, this aver is, it's, when it's medudel, it can't grow back again. So the, and if you shecht it, shechita doesn't help. So they held, so that's why you call it an aveila, because this aver is dead already. It doesn't have any chiyas and yenike from the behemoth. Shechita is not matter. It's a memela, so that is why the Gemara calls it a nevela. You call it a nevela, the domila nevela, the loy mishteru b'shechita. That the shechita is not matter this aver, since it's medudu from the bein. Zatrashi ve'ein nireli. So Rashi says, the Rashi, if you say that nevela is dafke, because it's speaking about, because it doesn't have a heter shechita, that's why he calls it nevela. The treife nami loy mishtariya b'shechita. Treife is also not muta b'shechita. So why is this called more nevela than this? That means a heter achila is not by treife either. So if you call something that doesn't have a heter aide shechita nevela, so call treife also nevela. V'im ishum deloy metanye, ah, you'll tell me that a treife is not called a nevela because it doesn't have tumas nevela. When you shecht a treife, you're not allowed to eat it because it's a treife. But al kaponim, it has a shem shchite that it's metayret mitumas nevela. Fact Rashi hanach nami loy metamu, this eva also doesn't have tumas nevela. The Rishash asks on Rashi, the Gemara in Chulon, there's a machlokes. There's a machlokes on Meroim. If this Eva Medudu is also min HaTeire or min HaRabonon. If it's also min HaTeire, it's mitamatum es nevela. If it's also min HaRabonon, so it's tamzei shver, what they wanted to say, because it's machlokes of Yechner Rish Lokish. So if it's only also min HaRabonon, it's sicher not a nevela. It's muta min HaTeire, it's muta b'shchitas HaBehemeh. So the only going is it's also min atayr. He says if it's also min atayr, it's mevun de sugya. It's takim etametum es nevelus al kaponim. That is lachayra what they held. That this is that's why he calls it nevela, because the pasuk is speaking about a tzir that the shechita is not matra afilo mitum es nevela. The idach abaye amalach lahachi laiksiv achila begufay. The reason it doesn't say achila by basa b'chol, the lambda of shalik and afilo shalik edachana ilkach lemad seporer taimer by basa b'chol. Frek the gemara weit the livroich male klaya kerem shekain loyhoisa loyshasa koyshe. Now what time is it pshat in Isi ben Yehuda? We asked the kasha malo shekain loyhoisa loyshasa koyshe. So he said klaya kerem yechiyach klaya kerem also did not have a shasa koyshe. Because the peiri that grows, as soon as it grows, it's also, it never was mutter. Zogt Rashi, v'ilifrech malak la'akem shkele hoyselam shasa koisha, because salke daitok, the Gemara held now, she'ein esorim elo giduleim, whatever grew als klayakerim is also. ולכן לא יעשו להם שעה סקשע. So whatever grew up by a carob grew this. So you see that even though it didn't, it had a shasa kaisha, it's still also. Aviker azriya atzma neso, azriya oiso lo shasa kaisha kol yomeho atshe nishrisha. Let us skip over the yesh mefoshim. We'll first learn further in the sugi, then we'll come back to the yesh mefoshim. So memele, so that's what the Gemara says, that klaya kerem ikro nesorim, and so klaya kerem had a shasa kaisha. Bafal Pikain, it is also about not, so who are then Bosa Bachal? Mosiv Rav Shmaya. Hamavir Otsitz Nokov Bekerem. A person had a kerem, and he took now a flower pot, there were Yerokis in the flower pot, or Chveis, or Chitesir in the flower pot, and it was Mavir Otsitz Nokov Bekerem, and now it is in a kerem, and he put down the Otsitz Nokov, and it was Yainik from the Kerem. Im Hoisiv Mosayim Osa. So now, this man, that it was in the Kerem. If in this man, it grew a amount, that now the amount that was grown is 1/200. Was Yainik from the Kerem. So also, so then, that is also, the Hisofe is also. If there is less than 1/200 that grew, so it becomes, if there's, let's say, there's 200 chalokim of heter, and one chalik of iser, so then you have mosayim of heter, that is mevatel, this is a 200 keneged one. So then Klai Kerem becomes bottle in 200. So then it becomes bottle. So then everything is mutter. Hoisif in. So when is it also? If you lost your koyach of bittel, then it becomes also. Loi hoisif, but if it wasn't moisif, you have 200 chalokim of heter, loi. So it becomes bottle. A fellow that which grew be iser becomes bottle. But our kaponim vayisoyis that the ikron, that which was here before, never becomes also. If there are dini bittle over here, that which grew further becomes bottle to that which was here before. So we see that which was here before never becomes also. Only the haysafa becomes also. So it's not the way you said. You said that by klaya keren ikron nesorim. By Klaya Kerem, as soon as it becomes Klaya Kerem, so that which was there before, which was before Mutter, becomes also, and that's why Klaya Kerem is considered that Yeshlem Shasa Kosha, it says that which was there before is Mutter, and Takert, it's Mevatel, that which became Nitoisiv, and if it was Nitoisiv, 1/200, some Amelet, that becomes also, the Hesofa is also. But that which was there before doesn't become us. If everything was planted the Issa, you took three seeds, Achita Sayre Bechalsa, and you planted them, so then the seeds will become also. Zerua Mikore Bashroshe. And that's where we see that there's a din of Klayim that is also, even though it had a Shasa Kosha. The seeds which were Mutter become now also. Zahu alpo, but what if it was planted already from before? It wasn't planted kloy. Was planted beheta. You had a karim which is planted beheta. And later you brought in a notzitz noka which is now yoinik. So since the zriya was beheta, oisiv in lay oisiv lay, then only the malay is also. Only that which grew beisir is also. But that which was there before does not become also. So mamel, it's no kasha. That's that's true. In this barais, only the malaya, that which grew beisir is also. Because that we learned that after the word amalaya. But by kloyim, there's also loche, if it was nizra beisir, so then the zroim become also. So there we see that even though it's hoyeloi shasa koisha, it also is also bahano. Now let us skip the dval the yesh meposhim and Rashi. Let us finish the Rashi's on this gemara we just learned. Hamavir otzitz nokiv bekerim uzroim besoicha. Shekvar tzomchu. You had zroim there and otzitz nokiv which had grown already. Hoisiv hatzemach bekerim. Now the tzemach became the toisiv. It grew in the kerim mosai. 1, 200. One 99 shall hefer and one shall isser. That is also because I don't have 200 against it. Pachis kolshu, if it's pachis kolshu, so that could mean that it doesn't mean I have 200 shall hefer. I can have 199 and a half. Can I get a half? It's still you only have 200. So the lashon of Rashi is very shvel. Pachis kolshu muter the yesh by kedei lahalis bechad umasayim. It's not true. Pachis kolshu, you don't have kedei lahalis bechad umasayim. The Rishash wants to make a graph in Rashi. And then Rashi reads as follows. Elo poches kol shehu the yesh by kedei lahalos be'echad ha-masayim muta. The muta puts later. But if it was nifchas so much that now you have 200 keneged, then it's muta. It wouldn't be a naked, it's no unique, so there's no cloy. Kavuche, the Meiri brings down a Yerushalmi, how do you measure this? How do you measure if it's was Hoysif Mosayim, Loy Hoysif Mosayim? How you... You don't only measure the height it grew and the thickness. How can you measure such a thing? So the Meiri says as follows, that let you measure the time. Very interesting. That let's say it was there 6 hours. So you know it was 6 hours there. So then you take out, let's say this zera that was there 6 hours, and you weigh it. And but now it's not yainik anymore and starts to dry up. So the Yerushalmi says whatever it will lose in 6 hours, that's how much it will gain in growing 6 hours. So memela, that's how you can figure out how much was netosif. So let's say if it lost in a 6 hour time period 1/200th of its original weight. So memela, you'll know that in a 6 hour time period is netosif grown 1/200. Whatever it loses without a yanika, it gains with a yanika. That's how you measure it. Loi hoisif loi, alma ein azriya neseris. You see the zriya is not nesa. Meleya gidulim, hazera arish. Zeru amikore bekeren bashrosh. If he planted a beisa, receive hazera. Mash meshach azriya neseris. Before it started rooting, command the man to be carried on. This is how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. And so according to Rashi, just let's chaza over Bekitzer. According to Rashi, the Havamine of the Gemara was that only that which grew as klai akerem is Asa. The Zoyin never become Asa. So the male, according to the Ahava, means the most American Kasha, so Klaya Kerem is Ein Lo Shasa Kasha. Because whatever becomes Klaya Kerem is Asa as soon as it comes into existence. So Lehesa Lo Shasa Kasha. The Zoyin, which were Mutta, remain Mutta. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Machadish in the Teretz, no. That Klaya Kerem is also Mishas Ashroshe, that is Roim, which were Mutter till now, when they become Mushrish, they become Osa. So Mamele, it's Oysa Loishas HaKoyshe, Bafalpiken, it's also Bahano. Yesh Meforshim. Now let's go back to the Rashi that we had skipped in Zayse Meres. Yesh Meforshim. And it's Kedai to know that this Yesh Meforshim is the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rashi is going to make Hashem Blot out of this pshat, but we first have to know that the Mechaber is the Rabbeinu Hananel. Yesh Meforshim Tahay Makshe Nami Yoda She'af Azriye Neser. The Makshe also knew that the Zriye is Nesa. If the Zriye is Nesa, so you see that there was a Shas HaKosher, and it's also Elosovo Shemishas Zriye Neser. He held that it's also not Mishas Hashvoshe, no, it's also Mishas Zri. I mean, the Makshin held that as soon as you put the Zroim in the house, and we'll see what the Lomdus is, and the Gemara's Mechadish, no, it's not also, then it becomes also Mishas Hashvoshe. V'kach shamati avali efshel l'amido. I heard this pshat, but it's a difficult pshat. So now Rashi explains what the pshat is. The miboy lo lefrushe hochi. If the makshin knew that klaya keren is also b'shas zriye, so what's the problem? So l'chayre, if it's also b'shas zriye, so hoyu lo shas hakoshe, till the zriye it was mut, and now becomes also. So akocher, the makshin held as follows. Ma le klaya keren, Shekein loy hoysolem shas hakoisha misho shabou lechlal kloy. The Gemara says, that's pshat in the pirchi, that klaya kerem, you don't look what it was before, this gave the nishtam. But by klaya kerem, even though, when it became klaya kerem, it was also right away. That means as soon as he was zereya, achita, asaira, v'chaltson, v'kalke, it became also right away. Toimar be'bosa b'chola, bosa b'chola, shahoysa loishasa koisha mishasha bo lechlauze, bosa b'chola, when it was bosa b'chola, it was still mutter b'achila. Dim shayreyu, kol hayoim b'chola, einei nesa b'kach. So it's not awesome. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? So the Gemara's Kasha is, we want to be medame Bosa Becholov to Klaya Kerem. So the Gemara says Bosa Becholov is more kill than Klaya Kerem. Klaya Kerem, as soon as it becomes Klaya Kerem, it's awesome. What was before? Good, before it was Mutter. But as soon as it becomes Klaya Kerem, it's awesome. Bosa Becholov, afilu it became Bosa Becholov, it's still not awesome. You soaked it 24 hours, it's not also, it only becomes also when you cook it. Umishani, so what did the Gemara answer on this? Ikron nesvu mishanish, shuvavoy mishanish. So the Gemara answers, no, it became klaya kerem with the zriya. But when does it become also? With the hashkoshe. So it's dumi, it's a basa b'chola. Just like my basa b'chola. What did you tell me? It's a kulim basa b'chola. It was soaking 24 hours. It was mutter b'chila. When you cook it, it becomes also. So there's a kula in basa b'cholov. So the Gemara says this kula applies by klaya kerem also. You put three chita seira v'chaltzon in the karka, so it's klaya kerem, and it's mutter. You're allowed to eat it. When will it become also? Mishanishushu. So the same kula that basa b'cholov is, klaya kerem also is. That's how the Rabbeinu Hananel learned. So Rashi says, V'kama gimgumim yeshpo. Chodo, number one, the time of the loy mitzer, mishum dakati loy bosa, b'chol of choshev loy. you tell me a kulin basa b'cholam that he soaked it 24 hours and it's mutter. So you see, there's a kulin basa b'cholam. So Rashi says, if you didn't cook it, it's not basa b'cholam. The kati lay basa b'cholam choshev lay. V'reyu kilu zelavad v'zelavad. It's not basa b'cholam. Number one. And number two, v'chein kloyim, what is your teretz? Your teretz is that Kloyim has a Shasa Koyshe. It was Klaya Kerem with the Zriye, and it becomes also with Ashkosha. So Krashi Kozman Shaloi Nishrishu Harayen Kemenochim Bekade. It's not Klaya Kerem yet. Kozman, there's no Ashkosha. You have three seeds lying on a piece of karke. So Memela, that's not called Klayim over here. Three separate seeds. They become united with Ashkosha. So before that, there's no Klaya Kerem. Monkash. Boy, ki oma le'el chometz pepesach yechiyach. So now you're telling me a new lomdus in the pirche. The lomdus in the pirche is that bosa b'cholov is a kule, that even though the shem is chal, it's still mutter. That was the chayma of all over bosa b'cholov. Bosa b'cholov, the shem bosa b'cholov is chal, it's mutter. And all, as soon as it becomes all, it's also. So the Gemara said, Chometz bePesach Yechiyach. So you have to say Chometz bePesach. The Pshat is that, so you have to say Pshat, that even though it's Chometz bePesach, it's Mutter. That's called Yesh Lo Shas HaKoshe, that the Shem Chometz bePesach is Chal, it's Mutter. Biboy Lo Lamei, Mishoish Lo Shas HaKoshe, Mishanika Chometz bePesach. For how less it? Chometz bePesach, as soon as it becomes Chometz bePesach, it's also Bachilah. Oy, mi de moysev Rav Shmaya, oysev in lay oysev loy. What did Rav Shmaya ask? Rav Shmaya asked, it comes out according to Rabbeinu Hanano, the shakla v'tari in the Gemara was as follows. The makshin held that it's also mishas zriya. The tarzan said, no, it's also mishas hashchoshe. So that was the chilk between the makshin and the tarzan. And the Gemara is Akasha, it's also the Malaya, the Zri is Bechlal not also. So, Retach Nitzim Zach. I mean, no one held, everyone held that it's also Mishas Zriye. Okay, according to Rashi, it's beautiful. The Gemara didn't know that it's also Mishas Zriye. So the Gemara answers it's also Mishas Zriye. That is Roy Moser. The Gemara didn't know that it's Roy Moser. So the Gemara answered it's Roy Moser. Like the Gemara state, only the Gidl is also the Zroy, it's not also. So that's good. But according to Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat, the Makshin held that it's also from before Ashrosh. The Talzin tells them it's only also after Ashrosh. And what is he asking Akasha? He's asking, and who's he asking Akasha? He's asking Akasha and the Talzin? The Makshin held worse than me. Poshet Vaistois. So this Akasha is not too gefährlich. Could be he's asking both of you are wrong. I mean, not that was had gefragt, richtig, and not that was had geämpft, that's tamazayatos. Michlal de lekkerman, de solikat baitim mishazri, elam salke baitach, tois we zijn ikro loy. De loschen ikron mashmeke de frisches. De gemara says, ois emesla kam ikron nesorim. De lishne basra, according to the rabbin chanan, elavel elamei mezois emeres, Klaya Kerem Bahashrosh on Esrul. Everyone knew that this Roim is also. The Shail is when? So the Gemara said, so he said, Mers, Klaya Kerem Bahashrosh on Esrul. It's not Nesrul Bishas Zriye. It's Nesrul Bishas Hashrosh. This is Al Kaponim, the Rabbeinu Hananel's Pshat. So I wanted to try to be Mevayer, the Shittes Rabbeinu Hananel, and the three Kashis that Rashi asked. One kasha Rashi asked was, it's not basa b'cholov. Rashi asked, it's not basa b'cholov. That was Rashi's kasha. It could be, Rashi is asking l'shitosoi, but it could be that not according to Rashi, ishkefelach. There's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Ches Amad Aleph. The Gemara says in Chulin, Basa b'cholov is a Chiddush. Chiddush. So the Machlok is the Rashi in Tosfos, what is the Chiddush of Basa b'cholov? Rashi says, two nekudis. What the chiddush of basa b'chol of this? Chiddush number one, that both were heter, and when they got mixed up, it's also. That's one chiddush, that two dvorim mutarim become us. Another chiddush Reisner says, the chiddush of basa b'chol of is, the toru leikule yoyme b'chel b'sharim. The chiddush of basa b'chol of is, that if you soak it a whole day in milk, it's mutar. Af al gav shenivla hacholov bebosar, even though the cholov became nivla bebosar, chiboshulei osar. And when you cook it, it's osar. Now, from Taisvis we see, now let us appreciate what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying that whatever you accomplish with the bishul, you accomplish with kovosh kimibushul. So Taisvis says, so what's the difference? Through Bishul it becomes Nivla, and through Kovash it becomes Nivla. This is Osir and this is Mutter. What's the difference? So it's a Chiddush. That's what Taisvis says. So Al-Kaponim, from Taisvis we see a Gevalda Kizach. From Taisvis we see that the Isser of Bosa B'Cholov is Cholov that's Nivla B'Bosa. It could be nivla through bishul be'ur. It could be nivla through kovash kemevushul. And the end result is the same. Both are nivla. It's basa b'cholov. This one is asa. This one is mutter. That is how Taisvis learns. So it could be the Rabbeinu Chananu learns like Taisvis. So the first some mele so fakel. So you have basa b'cholov. You have the same basa b'cholov. If it's toru, it's kovash, it's yev cholov, nivla b'bas. It is basa b'cholov. It's not two different things. It's basa b'cholov. V'afal pikein, kozman, you're not mevashelet. It's not osa b'achilet. So you have the shem basa b'cholov, which is mutter. It's mutter for asman. That's yesh le'shas ha'kosh. That's a kula. The shem, even though it's basa b'cholov, it is still mutter. Rashi Mistama learned that the Issa Basa B'Cholov is the, not that, that it's Nivla, the Cholov and the Basa. That doesn't make it Basa B'Cholov. The Shem Basa B'Cholov is the Nev de Boyavera makes it Basa B'Cholov. That's the Issa. If they were cooked together, that makes it the Shem Basa B'Cholov. The Nivla is Lemal Lemurit. The Maise Isser of Bishul makes a Basa B'Cholov. So Rashi says, so Kozman, you didn't do any Isser. It's Gornish Mitgornish. It's not Basa B'Cholov. But could be that was what Rabbeinu Chananel held by Basa B'Cholov. Now, Rashi asks, and then Rashi asked another Kash. That what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered that Klaya Kerem is also Klaya Kerem is also as a Shasa Kosher. Why? Because when you plant the Klaya Kerem, it's Mutter, and it becomes Osra Ba'ash Roshem. So Rashi says, V'chein Klayim Kozman Shaloi Nishrishu Arayin Kimenochim Bekada. This is not Klaya Kerem. It's not Klaya Kerem at all. So Emerson, this what Rashi asks is weit von Poshet. There's a beautiful minchas chinuch. What's not chayav al tzayfe? There's the bacon Shabbos. You'll put it into the tano a minute before meitzoy Shabbos, and you'll bake meitzoy Shabbos. You're also not chayav. So meleches oife, you need both chalokim have to be done in Shabbos. The pula that he's doing and the accomplishment of the pula all has to occur in Shabbos. Then is chayav al tzayfe. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, what's with Melechus Zeireya? By Zriya, you put two seeds into the ground, you put a seed into the ground, in order for it to become Niklas, you need 3 days, another Natiyas, you need 12 days, Chodesh. So he says, so how does Melechus Zeireya work? If you put it in a month before and it was Niklas and Shabbos, so that's garnished. I did everything before Shabbos. If he puts it in Shabbos and it's Niklat, 3 days later, 12 days later, so the accomplishment of the Malacha wasn't done in Shabbos. I just did it. So how do you have Malachas, and you can't have, that's the same day it was the Rei and it was Niklat, because it doesn't work like that. So he says, Al-Kochach Malachas Zerei is different than Malachas Zayfe. Melechus Zereya is for putting the seeds into the earth. That's called Azereya. So he says, if you put the seeds into the earth and you'll take them out, sometimes Shabbos, boy, Shabbos, I'll take it out. He's chayv skill already. They're taking it out, l'mal l'moiris. Because leaving there and taking it out is no difference. The hashosha will occur 3 days later. And now, kochach by melechus zriya, you don't need the hashosha. There, the pu'ula of putting the seeds, that is the melech. It is different than melechus eifer. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. That's anegeya le'inyin melechus Shabbos. Now let us talk about loisizra karmecho kiloyim. When are you over this love? So he brings a chinuch, that the chinuch says as follows. The chinuch says that as soon as you put the seeds into the karka, you're over loisizra karmecho kiloyim. You're over right now. You'll get malchus. If you'll take it out, it's just like Shabbos. You're putting the seeds into the karka, that's the maisez real. Loisizra karmecho kiloyim. So the chinuch, but they'll only become osel bahano when they'll be nishrash. That's our gemara though. That ikram nesorim mishenishreshu. So al koponim, we see from the chinuch that it has a shame kloyim bishas zriye. Loisizra karmecha kloyim, I'm over as soon as I put the three seeds into the kalke. It's called a zriyas kloyim. So here's a shame kloya kerem already. Va'aval pikein, it doesn't become also ba'ano till it's nishrash. That's mamish what the Rabbeinu Chananel said. Rashi ot gemacht a gelechte von this. Rashi's command the monach mekod. It's nothing. It's somebody put seeds in the kark. It's garnish mit garnish. Rashi says not called klayim. Aber from the chinuch you see nitazay. The chinuch you see ya'oyver an zrias klayim by putting it into the kark before hashrosh. That's what he brings from the chinuch. The Mamela could be, this is what Rabbeinu Chananel held also. So forget, that was the Shakla Vitaya of the Gemara. The third Kasha, the Gemara said, Chometz bePesach Yechia. Chometz bePesach Yechia. So Rashi is the Kasha, so you have to say, Chometz bePesach means that even though it was Chometz bePesach, it was still Mutter. So Rashi says, where do you have such a thing? So the Echad, does she have such a thing? According to Rab Shimon holds chametz is the misheishos lamal is a din tashbisu. It's muta ba'achila according to the Balamoyer. Amos says muta ba'im kan tashbisu with achila. The Balamoyer says so. Memela, so you have dinay pesach already chal on the chametz. There's a chiyav hashbosa. Also the chiyav hashbosa, you have to get rid of the chametz. So el gabi that is a din of chametz bepesach. Avol pikin the isra achila isn't chal yet. So memele, so that is similar to basa b'cholav. That means that here's Hashem chometz b'pesach from the dinim that are chal on it. Itak echal dinei hashbosa, afal piken et muta b'achila. So perhaps with this we can understand a little the shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. Now let us start looking at Tosfos. Amret kal b'chomer. Tosfos chav dalet amud beis. He says, the Gemara said that how do you know that Basa B'cholov, Issa Ben Yudah said, how do you know that Basa B'cholov is also Bano? So the Gemara made a Kal V'chaime from Olam. Taime, Heichi Olam Kal V'chaime La'apuki Migzei Rishove the Neilef Menevele Migzei Rishove Shaloi Teyosa Bano K'may Nevele. Like Dr. Toys says, I don't understand. We started off with the Gzei Rishove that we learn out Basa B'cholov from Treife. So that's how we know this Rachila. So Eng Zera Shovel Amachza. So we should learn out. So just like Treif is Mutter Bahano, so Basabachol is also Mutter Bahano. I mean, you're learning out Basabachol from Treif. Now all of a sudden you make a Kal V'chaim. A Kal V'chaim cannot be Mavki Eng Zera Shovel. Heiche Olim Kal V'chaim Lafukim Eng Zera Shovel. The Nail of Menevele Eng Zera Shovel. Shleit Yosef Bahano. Kemay Nevele. Ubepere kolabosi ketana de yalevochi. There's a takatana that says this. Resolve the bosom of cholam layosabano. Because you learn out from the baile. Say bezoi, so how can this be you to make a kalbochime? Oime rabbeinu tam, so rabbeinu tam said in Iluyis. The bahikro, the anshe kaidish, ksiv beinami isureyano. The mi boso basode darshinin, kochim sheyotsu chutzle mechitze. And we had this before. That Bosa Basoda means that the Bosa went out of its Mechitze. So we learn out Kochim Sheyotzu Chutzla Mechitza. That's also Lo Yisei Chelo. We learn out, and there, so the Azore is from Lo Yisei Chelo. כל שבקדש פוסלו זה עושה בענו, זאת אומרת, מילא, זה עושה דין צריף ענת, כל שמשלו זה דין צריף, זה עושה בענו, וכל אילון קל וחיימא, דגמרינא מקודשם ולוי מנבלה, דף שם דקל וחיימא, ואמין זה היה וגזירי שובת את הפוסק בוסה בסוד הטריפה, אם בוסה בסוד הטריפה, there are two איסורים, this one that's עושה בענו, this one that's עושה באכילה, so now I want to know, how I should learn out for, should be makish to kochim or should be makish to kulin. So the Kal Vachomer tells me to be makish to kochim. Vim taima, if I took places, if that's the case, b'lei Kal Vachomer nami makshina l'chumus. So if I can't, you'll need the Kal Vachomer for that. V'yishloima, the hoches al kedaitech lakshuye l'kula, mishum de mefurish behedye b'kro heter ano. Perceive like Elev Tashlich on Oisai. Since it says in the Posek, Heterano, it says Beferish, I would think that the Xerish of it is what it says Beferish, not to Bosa Basode. But the Kal Vachomer tells me that no, that the Xerish of it is to Bosa Basode. But neither Kal Vachomer for that. Iksharid Alayne, Shemaila Yofina Min Oisai, Isar Achila Visarano. Why do you have to make a Gzeira Shova Anachila and a Kal Vachomer to be Megalan Ano? Let's learn out straight from Noiso. And Noiso is also Bechil Noiso Bano. Mi Kaidish Kaidish. The Mu Kaidish to Noiso. There's a Kaidish by Noiso. Dosh Gzeira Shova Pek Lulu Barov and Pek Olaz Vachim. So Memeilus of that Kaidish is also Nitin Lidorish. So let's learn out straight Bosa Becholo from Noiso. Shloimed the Hocha Am Kodesh Me Anshe Kodesh Tarshinim Shemin Yenechot the Kaima Kedusha Gabri. And that Kodesh is speaking about the Noisa. So Memele, so therefore, I would preferably learn out from Anshe Kodesh Tiyoli Bosa Bosa the Tepe Noisechet. Inami Donin Chulin Michulin Vein Donin Chulin Mikotche. That means I wouldn't learn out from Noisa because I'm done in Chulin Mikotche. But the Marsha, so now according to this Teretz, is for emphasis previous Kasha. That means without a Kal Vachomer, is done in Chulin Mikotche. With the Kal Vachomer, you could take it done Mikotche. That's the Kal Vachomer is telling me. But the Marsha now is for emphasis Friedrich Kasha. Teretz says the Kasha. Let's say Makshina Lechumre, but like Kal Vachomer now Makshina Lechumre, but Teretz could have answered. That that's why you need the Kal Vachomer. Hakel moedim beklai yaker. Hodeloi kama hakel moedim bechulin shenishchetu bazal. Why did Abaye say hakel moedim bechulin shenishchetu bazal? Now, as soon as we start looking at this Tosfos, the problems arise. What did Abaye say? Abaye said, "Hakol moedim beklai akeren shaloike naleim afilu shaloike derech hanosa." Abaye said that yoloike shaloike derech. V'chayre by chulin shenishchetu ba'azorah, there's no malchus. The whole issa of chulin shenishchetu ba'azorah is a lavabol mechlal essay. It says, Rashi brought down the drosha, the beginning of Perek Kol Shor. So it's a lava bo mechlal asay. So there's no malchus. So lechayre the kasha finds the nishan. So why should Abaye say chunshin shel bezoi? He wants to tell us he gets malchus shaloike der. So the Bnei Yeshu wants to say. This is Shkefela. Let him tell us that she won't get mad. The criteria isn't Malkus. The criteria is that whatever the Isser is applicable Shaloike Derech also. So Chulun Shanishcha to Bazor is no Malkus, but it's also Shaloike Derech also. Emphatize. So now Taisi says to Tarut. Mishum Dersiv Bu Achila. Mizavachta Vachalta Nafkalon. It says Achila there also. It says Achila. Fakir, that's the drosha, berichuk mokim ata zeveich voichel, vi ata zeveich voichel bekirov mokim. So the lava bomechlala says, you're not oichel if it was geshochten in the Beis HaMikdash. So you're loisoichel, in other words. So if it says loisoichel, so you need derech achila. Vo'oi, one time. Another teret, the ikeman da oma lav di reife. You didn't want to speak about chulon shenish lo bazore, and because actually hakol moedim is one man di oma sold it lav di reife, so what's it to talk about? So therefore he didn't speak about it. Now it would seem from the second teret of Tosfos, that Tosfos taka holds it a good kasha. He should have said that, hakol moedim, but he didn't want to say this because the man di oma sold chulon shenish lo bazore lav di reife. So we have to understand what's wrong with the first Teretz of Tosfos. It says Aloshen Achila. So it could be that the Emerson, there's a Chakira in the Gedolei Achronim. We have a Sugya over here that says if a person eats something Sheloike Derech Achila, he's not Loike. The Mishlemach Klaus HaSofik, what will be by mitzvahs? If a person will eat Matzah Sheloike Derech Achila. Minchas Chinuch klaus haShaila, what will be by Birchas Hamozin, Vachalto, Visavoto, Verachto? What if he eats Shaloike Derech Achila? Will he be Chayiv and Birchas Hamozin? Achakire from the Gdoile Achayim. Now what are the two Tzdodim of this Chakire? So the Birchas Avram explains, the two Tzdodim are as follows. One pshat is that Shaloike Derech is not called Achila. That means, there's a certain translation of achila is translated to the process of normal eating, enjoying, etc., etc. That's the process of achila. A person eats something, chayla of chay or dust, that's not called achila. The terminology that doesn't fall into the terminology of achila. If that's the case, so then whoever says achila, it has to be considered a normal oifen of eating. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is, no, that's not pshat. This is a bezundra aloch l'moishim misinai that by isurei achila it has to be kederach. And taitshvert, everything is called eating. It's not, this is eichet gegessen. That means if you eat it raw, it's called, this is gegessen. That's not that the it's taka felt in the taitsh of achila. No, that's aloch l'moishim misinai that isurei achila wa only nesar kederach achilosa. So Mamela, it could be that Tosfos held like that. So it could be the first Mahalach in Tosfos held. But since I learn that Alava Bo Michlala say, so it falls into the gather of Isurei Achila. The second Teretz of Tosfos was, could be, since the Loshen was not Nichtav, the Loshen is, so it was written in a positive way, so the Lavin are Dumya to the Achila the way it is written. Since the Achila that is written is an Achila of Kederech, Berichak Mokem at Oichel V'Zeveyach, so Memele, the Lav also has the same Alochis. That's the first Teretz. The second Teretz, Hal Nitzazak. V'ho, the Loikoma, Hakol Moedim, Bebosa, Becholot. No, the other way around. If Achila is Kailul, Afilu, Afilu Shaloi Kederech, the Achila that's written Shaloi Kederech, some male de lava bo michlala say is dumye to the Achila that is written. That's the second Teretz of Tosfos. The first Teretz of Tosfos is, since I'm learning out an Isser Achila, so it's totally in the Gedorim of all Isuri Achila, that there's a din of, that they are, mutter Shaloi Kederech. V'ho de loi koma hocha hakel moidim bebosa v'cholot. Dr. Tosfos, Abaye himself ends up in the sugya by saying that Bosa Becholov is also Shaloi Kederech. Shema Mishum Da Ein Mazirin Minadim. Maybe the reason is Mishum Ein Mazirin Minadim. So now we're in hot water. Number one, we're in hot water that Meishua asked the Kasha on himself. Before he asked the Kasha, what was this Kasha from Kulan Shanishka to Bazore? Did not like it. But if Yeshua wanted to say that, even though you're not like it, the kasha was whatever the Isser is, the Isser is applicable, Shaloike Derech also. So the Rabbi was not speaking about Bafke Malkis. The Isser is Shaloike Derech also. The male Taisis is a kasha by Bosu Bechom. So Taisis answers, Mishum Da'ein Mazirim in Adin. She'ein Mazirim in Adin. So you don't get Malkis. But Al-Kaponim, the Isser, Hanor is Shaloi Kederech. So why didn't Abaye say that? Just like Tosfos says, Pachlun, Shanishul de Bazore, so it should say Bosa Becholov also.
That's the Pnei Yeshua Zakashi, blies by Yitzhok Iyim. Now, that's what Tosfos says, Shema Mishum Da'ein Mazirin Min Adin. So the Marsha explains that Tosfos means as follows. That even though the Gemara said later that Kedoshna Gemara Malakla Kerem Shekein Loiken Aleim Afilu Shloike Derech Hanoson Babai Toime Bamai Toime Bebasa Becholo Shein Loiken Alof Derech Hanoson. That's when I say Ota Bebasa Becholo Achilak Sivbei. So the Gemara weiss this klar, that according to the Abaye, you are like it. That's what Abaye said, you are like it. What does Tosfos say? Shema mishum da'in mazirin min adin? Tosfos says you're not like it. The Gemara says you are like it. So the Marsha explains, the Gemara is speaking about if he ate it, shaloike derech achila. So since the Issa achila of basar b'cholov, we learn that from a gzeira shavim, so that's not a din. That's a gzeira shavit. And we have a diuk that it doesn't say a loshen achila by basa b'chala. So we say the iser achila is afilo shaloike derech achila. And there you take a loike. But the iser hano of basa b'chala, that we learn out from a kal v'chayma. From hola, klaya, kerem, chomet. So memele, the iser hano, you're not like it. Because ein mazirim min adin. So that, and he's speaking about Isurei Ano over here. So therefore he didn't mention Basa B'cholop, which you're not like. That's how the Marsha learns Pshat and Tosfos. Amret Kal V'chaima, Isur Achila Leimotzel Meile B'Kal V'chaima Me'Olo. But let's say the same kapha megabi achila. The madach olo shlo nevda by averes also bachila b'chol shnas nevda by averes like kolshe. Mishum dikalamei mechayrish b'shev b'chamei b'chaysen pipori yechia. The nevda bu avere b'shori bachila. Avol hash the yalef mikroyser achila. Lakalamei metaychiach tahanu shoru bachila.